Okay, let's get started.
And then they give Jax a full, like, 2-minute comedy segment.
Now, in 2 minutes, is right. So Jax is just done after that conversation with Tom, and he goes over to Shay and Sheena. They're talking about their wedding, obviously, and Jax goes, hey, Shay, can you give me your ring for a second, your wedding ring? And Shay goes, of course. And he puts, and then Jax goes, hey, it's like a magnet. And he tries to put the ring on his finger, but he's doing this huge grunting effort, like he can't get the ring on, like they're polar opposites. Yeah. That the ring is being repelled from his finger. And Schwartz loves the joke. He goes, look.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
He can't even put it on. They're all laughing and having fun, and Jax is grunting the loudest you've ever heard.
He's like, ah!
And then they show everyone's reaction, and they're dying laughing because it is funny. I was laughing out loud. He's going, and then they make it go on so long, which I know this was edited. They make it go on like he was doing this for 2 minutes, and they have all the cast members looks drop, and everyone is now concerned that he's doing it for so
they're
long.
They're starting to be like, or like, Sheena gives
Sheena gives a disgusted look. Ariana like rolls her eyes. Sandoval can't go with it. And it's like, there's no way that he did that bit that long to where people were over it. It was like, they kept the grunting going, I think, for a full minute. And then also Jack says, in his confessional, he's not only bringing it in this comedy scene, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's the funniest edit I've ever seen, that they made it seem like he did that for so long. But also he talks about how people in LA should never get married. It's not realistic. Yeah. Do you remember that part?
Yeah.
He goes, the old saying around town is, which I thought this was funny that Jax has this old saying, you know, yeah, in his back pocket. He's like, show me a hot girl and I'll show you a guy who's tired of banging her. Like, that's an adage that yeah, we all know around LA.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, and then they cut back to him grunting, and they do the edit where it's Sir from overhead and it's really far away, and they still add his grunts as if his grunt can be heard from, yeah, you know, a distance.
Yeah. It's like pigeons flying.
Anyway, everyone, if you don't watch the episodes with us, you have to watch that Jack scene. I think it's the funniest I've ever seen him ever.
Maybe
in my
we
life.
We can clip it out.
It was, yeah, we should. It was so funny.
Okay, then we get another pathetic Stassi and Christina, yeah, a lot of Stassi scene.
Pathetic as well. Pathetic is right, but I'm proud of Stassi for finally learning how to navigate this show. It took her 15 episodes. She's finally figured out how to have 3 scenes in an episode. So I'm proud of her there.
Yeah, it looks like she's giving Christina a bunch of her old clothes because she said that she's had a post-Sir weight gain from not like ripping cigs and crying in the alley anymore.
Yep.
And then she tells her about everything Kristen told her. And she's like, it's like Kristen is trying to win the Pulitzer for cheating journalism.
Yeah, she says that in her confessional. Christina Kelly says, why does she care? You look like a psycho. And then Stassi says, you know, she's still in love with Tom. Like, I think she's still in love with Tom. I think she thinks about him all day and all night. It's honestly kind of scary. I'm like, this is now Jax, Peter, Stassi, Tom, Sandoval, obviously always thinks this, are all painting the portrait, Sheena, of They're in real time creating the Crazy Kristen narrative. This is the episode that cements Crazy Kristen status the way they're all talking about her. No one is giving her the benefit of the doubt. They're all painting her like a psycho.
Yeah. and then, so I feel like, yeah, Stassi's trying to inch her way back in, but she doesn't want to. She says, Lisa, the next episode is they're going to do that rockabilly photo shoot. And Stassi says Lisa wants her to style it. And Christina's like, oh my God, you should put Sheena in an outfit that's 10 times too small so she feels insecure all day.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Jesus Christ. Wow. I'm like, good. That's the most like classic bullying I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, good one, Christina Kelly. I also think it's funny that Lisa thought that was a good like producer brain. She was like, that would be great. Yeah. Stassi comes to Sir and is styling all of her enemies. But yeah. Stassi had the wherewithal to be like, I'm not
absolutely
doing that.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
She styled Lisa that one day for a magazine cover and it was way too much for her. She hated it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it in Lisa's defense, that would have been a great way to get Stassi in the finale. I mean, great way, but Stassi will not take, does not want to do anything that contrived and it's against her morals.
Too bad.
Too bad.
Then we go to the dinner. The final dinner here, it's Kristen, Rachel, Sheena, and Shay, and Jax, which is kind of a funny group.
Yeah, so Rachel is there as a Kristen defender, to try to retake the narrative that Kristen is crazy.
And Jax, potentially manipulate Jax since he used to date her.
Right, to get sympathy from Jax. I don't know why, though. I'm going to be honest to Rachel O'Brien because we used to date or whatever. Right. And then Jax obviously comes because he wants this scene, but also because he is afraid of what Kristen will do. And then Sheena and Shay are there because that's who Stassi recommended should get this news from Jax. So that's the crew she assembled for this. And they all came to hear what she had to say.
Yeah. And so Kristen says the same thing again, that she's so sick of being called a liar. She goes through the list of what everyone else has done, that everyone else has fucked around, but she's still the one being punished.
Yes.
And she lists out everything. And Sheena goes, is this why we came? Like, she's so over it already.
Yep.
Rachel's like, Jax, you told her before. Why don't you just say it again? Like, why don't you just admit what happened? And Jax is like, fuck. Oh, what do I do? Like, what do I do here? And like, he thinks about it for a second. And then he goes, okay, so this is what happened.
Yeah. So Jax pretends that this is a huge moral quandary. In reality, there is no excuse. If he wanted to keep this secret, he could have easily, because I don't think that Kristen would have weaponized something she knew about him. So he decides to betray Sandoval again, even after that conversation, for the benefit of the show and because he doesn't give a shit about Sandoval at all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He says, so that girl was with Tom in the room having sex. She slept with him and had sex with him.
Yeah, so he's skirting around the issue like he might be able to talk about it vaguely, but then he wants to reinforce that what he said is actually that they're having sex. And he says, 100%, I know that they had sex.
He goes, do I think it happened? 100%.
Right.
So I'm like, I still need to know what, like, so basically he just like heard from outside the door.
In my theory is that there is something that the producers are taking out to make this remain ambiguous, like we've talked about, for Sandoval and Ariana to have this sort of more hero edit, and Kristen to have a more villain edit, there's probably some anecdote. Like, I watched that show, Making a Murderer. Not that this is about murder, but when I watch that show, I'm like, oh, this guy's Steve Avery. Like, oh my gosh. Oh my God, it's so horrible. He's completely innocent. And then I just did one search about all of the shit that they leave out on Making a Murderer to make him look innocent. It's like 100 horrific things that he did that you read one of them and you're like, Stephen Avery for sure killed that person.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying I think there's one piece of evidence that Jax probably is saying that they specifically keep it out to make this a mystery. This one's for you tonight. Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning
every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.